The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. We're your destination for electrical products. Keep yourself safe and protected with new GFCI outlets from Legrand. They're available in a variety of finishes. Now at Menards, save big on all Legrand outlets and dimmer switches. View our entire selection of Legrand products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
Working on just about my whole life has fixed itself, and I'm not really sure what to make of it and what you guys can learn from it, but as long as you've been listening, and if you're new around here, I have been very honest in saying that I've been a binge drinker my entire life. Not an alcoholic, I wouldn't consider myself. In fact, I've gone to AA meetings to, like, just question people, like, hey, here's my situation. You think I got a real problem? And they all came back after going around in the circle and telling me what alcoholism really looks like. By the time it got back to me, they all pretty much said, you're not an alcoholic. You just got a real discipline problem, bro. And they were right. But I've always struggled with it. You know, when I started drinking in high school, it wasn't social. It was to get buzzed. I didn't care about taste back then. I don't care about taste now, right? It was really all about the feeling of being buzzed. And I started drinking that way all the way through college also and after college, and really have kind of struggled with put a governor on my drinking anytime we're out. So one drink turns into two drinks ends up turning into four drinks ends up turning into six drinks. And even at the end of the night, you know, when you have that little voice in your head saying enough's enough, and you have to make decision like, okay, you're going to start drinking water, you're going to go home, or you're going to have another shot, right? The side of saying have another shot and try to take it to the next level was always my default, and it's hurt. It's hurt physically a lot. And the struggle for me of kind of beating myself up that this is the one part of my life that I really haven't been able to discipline myself on has sort of played a role in my self-esteem, the way I look at myself, and I just haven't been able to beat it.
Especially because you're such a health nut.
I know, it makes no sense.
Yeah, and we all know, like, alcohol's not good for you. No. I mean, it can be fun, but right. it is the opposite of health.
It's really good for the soul.
It really makes no sense. And please don't think that I'm judging you guys that do drink, because I am still drinking.
I'm going to have a glass of wine today.
Yeah. I bet.
Why not the whole bottle?
But something really strange has sort of happened to me over the course of the last couple of months. And I'm not sure where it started. It might have been the idea that I do put so much time and effort into my health. And now as I read more and more and more, I just don't want to put that kind of poison into my body because it just doesn't make any sense. But I don't know where it happened or how it happened. I've just lost my taste for alcohol.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of people say that it literally something just clicks at some point in time and you almost can't even explain it.
Just like that. Now, I will say this, that I have started to train myself better. My girlfriend does not like to drink. She will casually drink, but she is smart and she'll have like two drinks a night and she drinks super, super slowly. And when we first started going out, I used to give her crap about it. I'm like, are you going to drink with me tonight or not, right? And she'll do two drinks. So I thought, okay, this could be a nice little stepping stone for me. I'll try to keep down with her. Instead of keep up with her, I'll try to keep down. So as she drinks, when she's done with her drink, I'll be done with my drink. And I'll pace myself that way. So it was painstakingly slow in the very beginning. But I did it. I started drinking only two drinks a night. And again, I'm not saying that I am not drinking anymore, but the feeling now that I get from the buzz of alcohol is not welcoming to me anymore. I'm not enjoying it anymore. In fact, when we were in Kentucky, you remember me saying this at the end of the night?
Yeah.
We were in Kentucky and we were tailgating. And I thought, you know what? I'm in Kentucky, so I'll just start tailgating with bourbon because we're going to be drinking all day. Like, that's a stupid decision.
Yeah, you started the brown liquor early.
Yes, it was right off the bat, man. Damn. And by the time that we were all at dinner later in the night, I said to Bart, I think I said to you too, as I was drinking the bourbon, I'm like, oh my God, I don't like bourbon anymore.
Yeah.
It took today.
You literally took a sip and said, this does not taste good.
I was literally like gagging on it. But I'm not exactly sure what advice to give, because every time I talk about this, my DMs are flooded with people asking me about the book that I read, This Naked Mind, which I really, really recommend if you're teetering back and forth and you're trying. I've said this before, that it takes away every excuse you have ever had about alcohol, and it takes it right out the window, so you can't even use it. So now you're making a decision like, okay, now I'm just lying to myself, so let's keep drinking. So that wasn't really it. Maybe it had something to do with it. Maybe it is the fact that I slowed down with Amanda, or it's just the fact that I'm older now and the hangovers last. It's a warning sign when I'm drinking also. Like, sure, the hangovers, they're just not worth it, man.
Because you're literally out of commission for not like one whole day, but two whole days.
Yes.
And so you've literally wasted 3 days because of alcohol. And so all the stuff you wanted to get done, you don't. And then it piles up and life just becomes one giant stress ball.
And you know who doesn't care that you're hungover?
Kids.
The kids. Yeah, the world. The world and your kids. So I wish I could say something like, hey, follow my lead on this thing, but I can't. I just seem to have lost the taste for it.
Well, then there you go. Yeah,
well, there
it's a
you
good
go.
Thing.
Right. It's a very good thing. I feel a whole hell of a bunch better. I've lost weight, which I wasn't trying to do either. I've lost weight. I feel healthier. Waking up on Saturday and Sunday mornings and not being slow and going to the gym, it's fantastic. Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew?
I hope to join you one day.
I wish I could give you some advice. You're going to wake up one morning, it's going to be hungover, and you're going to go, okay, I'm going to start thinking about it.
I believe it.
All right.
The Burt Show.